dive into it. Here we go. Three, two, one.
The Jason Rantz Show.
Jason Rantz, thank you for being in focus.
One of these days, we're going to see the politics of Northwest and the United States change. But I don't think it's there yet.
We've got enough crime. We don't need to import it. That's for certain.
If you don't feel safe walking down the street in your own neighborhood, that can drive a lot of people to the polls.
Long Form, presented by Northgate Rare Coins and Precious Metals.
The Seattle City Council passed its budget last night. There are some good things in it, there's no doubt. They do spend some money on the Seattle Police Department, particularly when it comes to retention plans and bonuses for recruitment. But they're trying to pretend that they're not actually defunding the police because they're technically not defunding the police. Except I would argue that when you permanently cut funding for 80 officers in a department that is dangerously understaffed, you're doing just that, defunding. Joining me on the line is Seattle Police Officer Guild President Officer Mike Solon. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, good to be here. Thanks.
So there is some good stuff in the budget. There's also some remarkably dangerous moves. So first, just big picture, what is your response?
The big picture, it's quite clear that we can't recruit enough people to be cops in this city, mostly because of the political climate we still find ourselves in. And as I look at this in a broad perspective in terms of the budget, I'm seeing more activist moves to take the money away from police and put it to projects that fulfill an activist talking point. And for me, we need cops and we need people that want to be cops, and we need to be given the confidence to go forth and conduct policing to hold criminals accountable, because we're seeing the decay of this city. And I think it's more moves like this that are concerning for me from just a police perspective, but more importantly, a labor perspective, because from what I'm reading in the budget, there's some mandatory subjects of bargaining that they're going to have to account for, and that's on my radar.
Like what? What are some of those issues?
Well, in terms of a pilot program for the first time ever, sending mental health professionals as leads in response to 911 calls, which replacing a police officer. And that's a mandatory subject of bargaining that they're going to have to engage with us on. And announcing this publicly creates an atmosphere, again, of not respecting the process. And, you know, I find it ironic that a labor-friendly city, that they just call out what they want to get done without really acknowledging that they have to bargain it.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. They may be labor friendly, but you're the wrong kind of labor, right? I mean, they have never been supportive of first responders, whether it's police or firefighters, frankly.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just said it really well, and I completely agree with you, but I'm always going to just say, hey, you know, I'll always maintain that we're labor.
You're, of course, you're labor.
They were not.
Yeah, you're 100% labor. They just don't like what you do, and so they're not willing to support you. I mean, that's just at the end of the day. This whole idea that our brothers and sisters, no, that's nonsense. If you work in, you know, the teachers union, if you are a longshoreman, okay, fine, they'll go ahead and support you. But police, they definitely don't want to support you. So we've got under 800 officers right now or under 900 officers right now with the SPD. The new goal of 1,400 is short by about 200 of where it was used to be seated, right? It was about 1,600 was the goal for the SPD. Things are not going in the right direction. So why do you think they would then permanently cut funding for 80 officers when you need almost double what you currently have?
Well, it could be two things. Number one, it's the obvious money grab. The two is understanding that we're not getting enough qualified human beings to be a police officer in this city. I mean, I see that with obviously the lens of representing Seattle police officers as far as the union's concerned. But I look more broadly around the nation, and I look at major police jurisdictions and even smaller jurisdictions having a crisis on their hands in terms of having enough police to provide public safety. And this is obviously what happens when you push a defunding narrative and you make moves such as making budget moves to remove police officers. It lends of an environment that is not supportive of police and or public safety overall. and is a detriment, I think, to the communities we serve. And it's a real serious, serious situation we have in our hands. We're not going to get out of this crisis. I've said on your show before, outside of, you know, under 10 years. This is a minimum of 10 years to recover here. And there needs to be a serious course correction and budgeting money to fill these positions and having a political message, not just with the money. That sends a political message too, but more importantly, words, and words saying that, you know what, police officers are valued in this city. That needs to be done now more than ever.
Officer Mike Solon joining me on the line. He is the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild. We're reacting to the 80 permanent officers who have been cut from the budget. And you and I had previously talked about how you weren't going to hire 80 officers next year. And so a temporary cut for a year makes financial sense. But you're sending a message when you permanently cut it. Do you get the sense that this is a council, with the exception of Sarah Nelson, who voted against this particular budget, and she is a strong supporter of cops, Alex Peterson the same, but do you get the sense that this is a council that actually wants to get the SPD staffing up to 1,400?
Well, that remains to be seen, Jason, and it's a talking point that I find myself in this quandary, if you will, if that's the proper word. I'm trying to get a contract for our people. And as you know, we're operating under an expired contract. And historically, contracts are expired with this city and the union, typically 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going on 2 years expired. So it doesn't take a rocket science to see where the math lies there. We're in a serious, tough situation where we don't have the bodies. We need more cops, obviously, to conduct public safety to a reasonable level in this city to protect the community. And our people need to have some form of cost of living bump. And going hard against the council right now verbally and then trying to get votes to get a contract passed, it's a tough, tough position to be in. And that's what the current environment is right now.
You've previously indicated that your relationship or SPOG's relationship with the mayor's office has been improved or improving, that things seem to be headed in the right direction.
I would say that, correct. I would say that relationships are improving for sure. But we're still going to have to stand up for what's right. And when we see moves in the budget, which appear on its face to be defunding again, we're going to have to call it out. And we're always going to speak the truth here and be reasonable. And I think that's what we're doing. I cover this a lot in my podcast too. And, you know, for the most part, I'm remaining optimistic, although we're digging ourselves out of the hole that was created politically, meaning not by us, but by our electeds. And I think you're going to see in the next year, in terms of as we march towards November of 23, that election cycle for the council, I think you're going to see some shifting of the narrative. And I'm already seeing some shifting of the narrative, you know, in terms of the budget recap by some of these council members, mm-hmm. although, you know, you're apt to point out the 80 positions. You're already starting to see that pivot. And we're gonna welcome that pivot politically and try to get our people paid. Meaning, what I mean by paid is not as arrogantly coming across as the way that sounds. It's getting up to the cost of living that other, you know, employees that work for the city currently are working in. So that's the mission, is the contract, and trying to entice people to become police officers in the city and to retain people. And that's the mission of the union. That's what we're going to continue to do.
Very quickly, what do the separation numbers look like as we are very close into closing November?
Yeah, I mean, it's not great. You know, I'm always that person that tries to be optimistic in just an area that is just full of negativity. And the numbers aren't great. You know, year to date, at the beginning of this month, I think it's climbed a few, but my latest numbers show that we have 140 gone this year alone. We're projecting to lose about 170.
Yeah.
So 30 more people, and we can't absorb even losing one. And the only way that this can change is obviously getting a contract. But I say it more often than not, have your electeds verbally say that they support police. And that's it.
No, I still won't hold my breath on that one. With, again, the exception of Sarah Nelson, Alex Peterson, and I do think at least for the most part publicly, Mayor Bruce Harrell has been pro-cop. Behind the scenes might be a different story, but you know, in front of a microphone, when asked, he'll certainly back the cops. You've got a problem with Teresa Mosqueda, Shama Sawant, Dan Strauss, Andrew Lewis, Lisa Herbold. Andrew's changed a little bit, I think, and I think that that's actually sincere. But for the most part, you've got a council that's not on your side. So know that we're on your side, and we appreciate all the work that you're doing. We've been talking with Officer Mike Solon, not just the president of the Seattle Police Officers Guild, but also the host of Hold the Line with Mike Solon, which you can get online. You can go on YouTube or wherever it is you get your podcasts. Just search Hold the Line with Mike Solon. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Hey, thanks, Jason. Enjoy the day, my friend.
Absolutely. You're listening to The Jason Rant Show. Back with Quick Hits when we come back.